Security is tight in Kabul city. Afghan forces are all on high alert. They have a dangerous job now. It's to prevent the Taliban from derailing the second round of the presidential election. Taliban have threatened all people here to either stay away from polling stations or have their fingers cut off. It's a frightening warning. But these security personnel are urging all to come out and defy the threats.
The security of the second round of election is very important for us. The capacity of Afghan National Army is much higher than before. The quality and quantity of our forces have improved a lot since the first round of the election.
The first round was held on April the 5th. The runoff vote has been scheduled for next week. Former Foreign Minister Abdul Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani are now two frontrunners on the race, and they remain the prime targets for insurgents. Abdullah is the leading one. His motorcade has been attacked by terrorists. Abdullah escaped unharmed, but many others have been killed and wounded.
The enemy of the Afghan people has once again failed in their conspiracy. But unfortunately, three of my bodyguards have been martyred. Three of our compatriots have been also martyred. I send my condolences to their families.
But such attacks could not stop the candidates from running their campaigns and appealing for votes. Both contestants want to reach voters till the last minute in an effort to achieve landslide victory. Afghans will go to the polls on June 14 to pick a new president for their country. But whoever wins the vote will inherit a big challenge from President Hamid Karzai. That is growing insurgency. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.